Well, we should have some happy people out there, and I'm sure there's probably maybe one of yous out there that might be happy people. If you was listening to my show, you heard me talk about Rumble. And if you have a Webull account, and if you don't, I suggest you go and get one. If you wanna earn some extra shares, you're more than welcome to take my promo code down. But in any event, this is not a plug here. Just wanted to tell you guys that Rumble shot up about 20 to 35% today. And that was because there was a partnership with Barstool. Okay? So Barstool has now partnered with Rumble to bring content there. So Rumble, I'm telling you right now, Rumble is going to be YouTube's competitor. It's free speech versus fee speech. Free speech versus fee speech. Okay? Now, the SEC, the Security Exchange Commission, has been or is either on a wild goose chase or is getting fed false information. And why do I say that? Because all it's going to take is some bad headlines for some investors to get very, very nervous about Rumble. Now, when you see these things have very, very big, very, very high implications financially for people in the big financial world. There's people that will jump off of fucking buildings and commit suicide for stuff like this because they have their life savings in a stock thinking it's going to pop, okay? Because somebody told them over the phone, just like a boiler room. And next thing you know, the stock drops and this one diving out the 50th floor. All right. So what I'm getting at is that when you do this, when they do these type of tactics to try to get the stock to manipulate the stock to go down because the bears want to take over and they're betting against the stock and they don't want it to go up because you have people in YouTube that are betting against this stock. Google is definitely putting hedge money against this stock. Okay. And they want to sink it because it's their competitor. I mean, there is not a one company that that has came in and swooped up all the, I mean, any money they get, they're buying influences left and right, left and right, left and right. Because they know that the podcast game is taking off. All right. They know that YouTube is censoring everybody left and right. I told you about the story that I took my shirt off and I'm swabbing away bees. But yet you can have some guy with a six pack on and they don't frown upon that. So, they pick and choose on who they want, and it's just getting stupid. And you can see content creators on there do exactly, or even tell you flat out, hey, listen, I can't talk about this because YouTube will censor us. So they have to walk around the subject, which totally kills the show, makes it go, it's not impactful like you want it to be. You know what I mean? So, it's really just like, why would you even want to be there? Go over to Rumble. You can't do the same thing in Twitch. You can't do the same thing in anything else. You can't smoke a lot of people want to be able to smoke their weed and talk. And I have no idea why in the world, Shannon Sharp, why do you think Shannon Sharp's not on YouTube? He's got a couple bottles of cognac sitting there. Oh, yep, you're sponsoring fucking alcohol. Well, yeah, because there's people who like to drink alcohol, and there's people who like to abuse alcohol. There's people who like to smoke weed, and there's people who like to smoke a lot of fucking weed, or maybe abuse it. I don't know if there's any way you can. You know what I mean? They're just straight potheads, right? So, to each his own. We've done pad. That ship is done sailed. We've done past it. I don't know why these people are still stuck in the Stone Age, as far as that's concerned. All right, so. But yet, they're backing LGBTQ and all these other crazy things, right? So I'm telling you, Rumble was taking a hit because this bullshit story that the SEC was going to do an investigation against Rumble started hitting the airwaves. So when that happened, you could see stock on the Webull. Now, if you go on Webull, there's patterns here, people. There's patterns that you can see, and I'm not talking the patterns that are on the candlesticks. I'm talking about the patterns that you hear about people talking. Okay, so the story comes out. This is about a week. We're talking about in the last 14 to 15 days. The story comes out. Now, and mind you, 15 days, Barstool was already ready to make this move. They were already considering it. So the fucking story comes out about the Security Exchange Commission coming after Rumble. But Rumble's like, this is bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just signed, you know, a ton of people. We have Dan Bongino talking about he's a fucking investor. Do you think he didn't do his due diligence, especially moving over from YouTube over at Rumble and then gonna be a and then have be a shareholder at the same time? And you don't think that guy's gonna do his due diligence? Are you shitting me? Especially being a conservative, he's a capitalist. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's got the right people looking out for his back, right? So he makes a move over there. Howie Kahn makes a move over there. There's so many people making a move over there because Rumble knows exactly what YouTube is going to happen, what's going to happen to YouTube. It's going to fucking go down and go down and go down, and it's going to be one of those relics after a while that's just sitting there, like a MySpace. It's just going to totally die out because you can't say a goddamn thing on there, okay? So Spotify's winning, all right, after they get back some of the money that they were losing from signing the Obamas and the Kardashians and the Prince, Harry and shit. I mean, they've signed these people. They spent about $500 million just in the signing of those four acts, okay? So they're climbing back to get their money. They got Joe Rogan on there. They got a lot of stuff. They got, you know, they got a lot of good draws of people's podcasts. You're going to start to see a big, big, big surge of where all the creators are going to be like these free agents, you know, and it's going to be the pod and these big companies are going to grab them up, whether saying, hey, they got a little bit of buzz, they might blow up, and I'd rather have them on my side now than me have to go get them and buy them when they're big stars. So let me buy all of them up now. And if they don't work, it doesn't work. Whatever. It is what it is. But they're taking the sure bet of saying, hey, look, we haven't seen you try out. We haven't seen you this. We haven't seen you that. But we're willing to take the risk on you because knowing the future of this game, it's going to blow up. Okay? So when the SEC came out with the story, I'm sorry, I'm just giving you guys a little bit of context of what's going on and just letting you know that I ain't telling you bullshit. And I'm not telling you to go run out and, you know, fucking buy a ton of Rumble shares. I'm just saying, if you look at certain things, you can start to see the bigger picture, okay? Because the eye, remember this, the eye only sees what it wants to see, okay? So when you go into a room and you look at something and somebody points something out to you and you say, oh, shit, I don't know how I missed that. It's because your eye is only seeing what you want to see. So when you're looking to see the blemishes and you're looking to see all the bullshit, then your eye will notice that because then and only then your eye is now trained to see the other stuff that it wants to see, which it didn't want to see. You get what I'm saying? I know it's kind of weird, but that makes sense. Hopefully it makes sense. So SEC comes out with the story. The stock's taking a hit. Now, if you download Rumble, I shit you not, this ain't no swear. I shit you not, this ain't no short of a lie. I don't even know if I'm saying that fucking right. I'm just excited because I had a prediction out there for you guys. It came to pass, and I just wish somebody, and I hope somebody listened. So I had to get this out here, and that's the reason why I wanted to make this podcast, because I wanted to start showing myself my own receipts. Do you know what I mean? I know people because that's, you know, how I was brought up. So, like, this morning, I'm going to get to the SEC thing. I'm going to get to Rumble real quick. So, you know, talking to my wife this morning, we have a friend. And, you know, she came over the other week, and she's like, hey, do you get any of this, any bud? And I'm like, yeah. So I give her some bud. And then I told my wife, I said, she'll be back in like 2 days, literally, because if she doesn't smoke that much and I gave her some extra, she's going to come back and fucking, you know, ask for something. Sure and shit, this morning, after I had said that to my wife, I think like 20 minutes later, she had called and she's like, hey, you know, is your husband still around? I'll see if I can get another fucking eighth. So, and mind you, she just started smoking from years. You know, like back at her teenage days, and she just started back up literally Thursday of last week. So she blew through a fucking eighth, and now she's gonna blow through another eighth. It's just, you know. And so I guess my thing was, is I had called it, and I says, yo, she's gonna, and it happened. So anyway, so just like Rumble, I told you last week, if anybody wants to check the receipts, you can go back and check the podcast. I told you, I was watching Rumble, and if you go down Rumble right now, everybody's shitting on the stock. I mean, everybody in the comments is shitting on the stock, and I'm sitting here and I'm looking at it, I'm like, this is bullshit. This is so bullshit. There's a lot of people that are buying the stock, but nobody wants to support it. And there's all these people that are talking shit. Oh, wait till you're back holding this garbage stock, and it's at $1.50, and blah 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 blah. Because this is the whole thing. It's FOMO, a fear of missing out. Fear of missing out on a good thing. Fear of missing out on a bad thing, or being able to pull out before a bad thing happens. So FOMO kicks in. People start dropping because now they see the feed on the stock, and they're saying, oh my God, people are saying this thing's going to go down to 150. Da, 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 da. You know, don't believe that shit. Don't believe that shit. You got to believe in yourself. Look at the company, do your due diligence, and you'll find it. So it takes a beat and goes down to like 345. I says, oh baby, yes. I'm getting in this bitch. If it goes down any lower, I'll buy more. Fuck it. So I go out of my bank, I'm wiring money over to fucking Webull. Get this money in there. I get it in there. You know, guys, it popped over the weekend, hit Monday today, it popped 30 fucking percent because the partnership with Barstool. Now, the old support, what you call a support, you have a support, you have a target, and you have a, you know, a mid-range. So the support, even the moving average, I don't think was passed. This was a total fucking come up. And these are the things. Nobody knew that this was going to happen except for fucking people on the inside. But even Rumble stock wasn't, so it hit 345. Last Wednesday, it was like 345. It went to 368. And I was like, oh, shit. And that's when I told you guys, I says, hey, listen, if this thing sinks back down to 340, get back in. I swear, because it's only going to go up from here. It can only go up from here. It's not going down any lower. So there's the support at 340, $3.40. Okay? So I'm looking, I'm doing my due diligence. People are saying that this is going to be an $8 fucking thing. And I'm looking at them, I'm like, they do free speech. They got everything going for them, right? And if this thing, SEC, was going to come out, it would have came out before. Dan Bongino would have never jumped ship from YouTube and got in with this fucking company. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, screw this. This is all bullshit. This is the pattern that I'm looking for. These people are saying, oh, it's going to sink. This is all bullshit. Don't buy it. Fuck you. I started buying 30%. If you put in a thousand bucks, you just made yourself $300 today. Easy, if not more. Okay? Because it peaked all the way to about $4.80 today. So from 367 to 370 to $4.80 today. That is a huge come up. So now the new support is looking. So now if you're saying, ah, shit, I didn't do it, I didn't listen to the kid, that's fine. Okay, great. So now where do we go from here? So we look at the stock and we say, okay, the stock is sitting at, right now it's sitting at three, what do we got here? Let me see, I'll tell you right now. Wow, 493. Yeah, 493, 487. It's sitting after hours, okay? So if it's after hours and it's 487 to 493, there's going to be a new support. There's a new support at like 470, 460 for the stock. So that's going to surely tell us that it might do another bounce because the momentum for this stock is there. I mean, if you look at the candles, there was a lot of buying and selling towards the end of the day at around 2-3, and around 2-3, oh, it hit 505 for the high. So this is after hours, as we speak, it's about almost a point higher. So folks, I'm just saying, so it's 489 right now. You could say safely, I'd say the support for this is looking at the candles, it's about 476. So 476 is the new support. It hasn't broke. It didn't break no lower than 476. So it hasn't went up. It shot down to 476. Shot back up. Went up. Went up to four. What is this? What do we got here? 496. Shot back down to a new another support at 481. But the hard support is at 476. And I'd go 476 to 470, okay, to 473, all right? So if you can get in there at around 473, guys, you guys are going to be doing a fantastic job. And if it goes only lower, then just wait for a few days, see if it goes down any further, see what's going on. But if you think Barstool would jump in with them and do a partnership, if the fucking SEC, if they had some fucking shady dealings going on, ease of the tactics. So, you know, I just wanted to bring that to your attention, guys, that, you know, these are the things that everybody does. Now, if we look at the feeds real quick, right, you're going to see first comment, right, 416 right now. I discovered this star today, and I love it. I will hold on to it for the feasible future. Now these are good things. Hopefully, trend sees it to 20. Could go to 11, according to charts. Now, watch this. Let me skip to last week. Ready? Could close at 520 and shoot to 6 after hours. That was 29 minutes ago. Shit. Okay, so now all the beers are coming through. All right, what do we got here? 2 hours ago. Consolidating for the next test at 490. Yep. I know. Jesus, we're going to have to go higher and higher. Oh, wait. Because everybody's coming on, so now I'm just skipping. All right, what do we got here? All right, ready? Geez, slow down. That was 5 hours ago. All right, sold on this after Barstool deal. I'm in. Yep, see? Now everybody's in. Yeah, and this is still 2 hours ago. So there's so many posts for the last day. What do we got here? More delegates for Trump. People are talking about delusional bag holders. This is dropping below $1 soon. This is Mr. Anonymous. 3 days ago on Weeble. 3 days ago. He's got circle chats and everything. You know what I mean? Wow, that was so last season. What, like, as if Latin one dude's laughing my ass off. Reshare this on all social medias. Let me see. Rumble. Have the day you deserve. And it has a skeleton. Like, we're all holding. Just hold this for 10 months. This is all you need to know. Ride it. Mind you, these are 4 days ago. Why won't you come home, Rum? Are you too good? You're home. You know, it's... I think they have break at Wall Street having a lunch date with Gary, I guess. Poke, poke, poke. Hold the line, 20 in time. Dropping below a dollar soon. This is Mr. Anonymous again. Thanks for the cheap shares. Absolutely. That was, who was that? C. Chris. Burn Shorts. That was Afghan Battle Rat on Weeble. Yeah, so, I mean, it was, like, so funny that YouTube just, Pump and Dumps, that's the name of the game here. This is definitely dropping below a dollar soon. So, this prick fucking Mr. Anonymous on Weeble was just trying to really get everybody going. See, 346 is the floor. Going to kiss it at higher lows and taking off to a higher highs. Now, that was 5 days ago by Justin Webb. Mr. Anonymous, right after, bag holders here, give me the AMC disaster vibe, laughing my ass off. Mr. Anonymous, again, 0.85 is where all the indicators are pointing in a month, maybe around 50 cents, too. Like, he's a moron. 295 could be a nice bounce. That was Starman. Get ready for the news that smokes this. Now, see, Starman would be somebody, now that was 5 days ago. Now, Starman says something here. Get ready for the news that smokes this soon, okay? So this would be a man to follow, all right? Because how did he know about the story or news coming through that Barstool might be, you know what I mean, might be coming in? What happened was, it's 5 days ago, the Iowa caucuses were happening. So when the Iowa caucuses happened, DWAC, which is Digital World Acquisition Group, Acquisition Corp, got a big 20% boost, and so did Rumble get about 5% off of that because, it's like a Trump train type of thing. Truth Social takes a bump, huge bump, fucking Rumble, everybody that's free speech and things like that, get a bump. Parler was coming back. I'm sure they seen some happy news coming back. So there's a lot riding. So that was 5 days ago. So now was he talking about under 250 will be the bottom? So Starman says again under 250. We're in my so he thought it was going to 250, which it didn't. Now he could be talking about the news that about the Iowa caucuses, and that's how they made the bump, or he could be talking about the news that Barstool was in. So if we go down further, listening to financials, Rumble's creator Mad Cause, every morning go Rumble. Good morning, America. Go Rumble. The price of Rumble dropped over 5% within 5 minutes, reaching the trigger price of 371. Crap like this is why Rumble needs to succeed. When Kick started getting popular, look at what happened with Twitch. Twitch started panicking and loosening up. YouTube needs to get knocked out, in which they are. This is a stock, guys, that is in for the long run. And if you're not long overdue bull run here, your biggest year for them ever. It's going to be Garland and Jack Smith trying to go and doing everything they can to prosecute Trump. They need to do a deep check on Smith and Garland. Nobody is sneaky clean. That's true. So don't be the last one to get out. Yo, Mr. Anonymous, you need to go away, bro. Don't be naive. You knew it would dump after tomorrow, dropping below a dollar. That was 6 days ago. You know what I mean? Like, dude, people, so it took a huge hit. You know what I mean? And then it's like somebody replies to him, time for this guy to cry for weeks. Perfect time for insiders to dump this garbage stock. That was Mr. Anonymous. And Mr. Anonymous, fun fact, bag holds this garbage stock is down 80% after trading hours. So cry on that. And then he just keeps going and keeps going. But this was 6 days ago. So the news is out about the stock going down, the stock getting the SEC. And right now, after hours, it's been up 35% all day, and it's at 493. This stock will be at $8. If I was to do sh if I was to do an option call on this, literally, and you can do this on the paper trading. Now, like, mind you, I do a paper trading on this, right? So if I go to my paper trading, I made $86,000 because I had a good sense that Rumble was going to go up. So I bought it on the paper side and I made $86,000, right? So if you guys get on the Webull, you're more than welcome to try your hand at this and go to the paper trading and see how it is. Feel free to listen to me, to follow me, and I'll go over this a little bit more once I know there's some people that are really looking at, take the dance with trading. You know what I mean? So I'm also in Sigmund Biosciences. I bought 203 shares for that. I'm up 241, and Rumble, I'm down 125 because I took an option put for February 16th for over $5, and I got Nivea down $1.50 on that. So, that's the paper side, guys. But I do this to be able to understand how I'm going to be trading on the real side. These are real good keys and they're real good indicators to use and watch. So feel free to join on me and we'll join me on Webull. And you can get free shares if you want to, if you would like to get the referral, feel free to email me at WayneMelanson4@gmail.com. I'll send you over the invite and you can copy my referral link, head over, and you'll get up to a hundred free fractional shares, and then another 10 fractional shares if you put in over $300, between 30 and $3,000 dollars for value. And it's just something, like I said, it's something to think about, guys. Like I said, you can get the Webull app downloaded, start doing some paper trading. We can go over that together. Feel free to email me if there's any type of stocks that you might be looking at or are wondering. You know, we'll go over them together. It's a good way to learn. It's a good way to talk to each other. Follow me on Webull. But I just want to get that news out here about Rumble going up and how, you know, you see things in the news and people like bite this stuff. And there's a lot of people that exit out of this stock and are probably sitting there biting themselves in the ass. But there's going to be more people that are going to get on. Now, Underdog Entertainment signed Cameron and Mace. Once that deal goes, I think they're going to get signed to Rumble. That's just my personal feelings, my personal opinion. I think they should go to Rumble. They would have a good thing over there. But in any event, these are what the scouts are looking for nowadays. They're looking for new podcast entertainment that are making something new, something hot, something entertaining that's allowing them to be able to market to the younger crowd. That's it. You know what I mean? Get the younger crowd on your side. These people will be sponsoring you like no tomorrow, okay? So, you know, just think about it. Webull's out there. Follow me, Wayne Melancer on Webull. I hope you like this segment. If you do, share it out to somebody else. If you don't, that's cool too. Hope you got something out of it. I'll catch you at the other one. Peace. Bye, Rumble. So Dave Portnoy is now a equity stakeholder in Rumble. That is the owner of Barstools. Now, what's really crazy about this, ladies and gentlemen, I had to just come back. I totally fucked up. Like, I was supposed to get this podcast out yesterday. Totally screwed the pooch on that one. And I get in this morning into the car and I'm fucking talking to you guys. I'm ready to start up. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't publish the podcast. I'm like, you gotta be shitting me. Now I'm like a day late over all this like breaking news, but it's all good. But hey, whatever I said to you guys last Friday, and you guys will hear that earlier on in the show, is that I called this, not specifically Barstools coming to Rumble, but something big happened in the Rumble with all the negative publicity they were getting and all this. So like I said, Dave Portnoy, they're thinking about buying it. They're talking to Rumble, thinking about getting some equity stake, right? Equity stake, folks. He didn't come up looking for the fucking money. He didn't say, hey, yo, I need a bag on top of some equity. Like, I'm coming here to get fucking paid. You know what I mean? He came and said, look, I'd want more equity in the company of Rumble, and I want a little bit of cash. So we got a little bit of cash, but most of it was equity. Same exact deal that Dan Bongino had pushed with Chris, the owner of Rumble, which his name is Chris. I don't know his last name. He made with Chris was equity. Now, I don't know if he's doing this with academics, if he's doing this with, you know, Howie Carr. I'm sure he's doing it with, I'm sure he's doing it with Howie Carr on an equity stake. And the reason why they're going for the equity stake is because these kind of people believe in what Rumble is doing. And if you don't believe what Rumble is doing, or you're like, well, I don't know the CEO that well. Okay, well, go to the PBD podcast, okay? If you don't know him and you want to get to know him and you want to get a look on him and just get a beat on him. He's a young cat, very young dude. And he's built a company that is going to rival YouTube. I shit you not. YouTube is sitting here looking at this whole deal right now and saying, uh-oh. We might want to start thinking about loosening these restrictions and fucking what we're doing here. And nobody's going to say that in that type of conference room, because they're going to say, no, well, we don't hear you. You're fired. This is LGBT. This is the blue wave. This is the thing. We are Joe Biden. We are neo fucking Democrats, like hard motherfuckers. Hard Democrats here, and we're gonna do it. No, we're not doing that. We're gonna stay who we are, true to the thing, because we're doing right by the American people, blah 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 blah. Right? Okay. Well, then why is the whole world going left when you're going right, Google? Oh, well, they just need a little bit of time. You know, didn't you read that report from the SEC? It came out. Yeah, it was a fucking bunch of bullshit. Well, you never know. Well, yeah, well, so, well, here's something I do know. Well, Dave, point nine. Yeah, oh, Dave, yeah, Dave, I know Dave, yeah, Dave owns Barstool. Barstool's got about 75 podcasts underneath them. 75, yeah, 75. Well, guess where they're going? Oh, yeah, Rumble. Rumble? Yep. So Rumble, not only that, so here's the deal. The reason why I say this, the equity deal is so big. They didn't lose no cash on the deal. So now they could take that cash and they could scale up. They could take that cash and sign more artists. They could take that cash and they're going after sports hard. They're going after sports fucking hard. They are not letting up. They got Super Bowl. And listen to the peak game. The Super Bowl just announced that they're going to do pay-per-view Super Bowl soon. Okay? Not only that, they're going to be putting their content in with Pluto TV. They're going to gear this up is either streaming on Pluto, okay? And they, well, that's for definite. They're going to stream a playoff series. I don't know if it's going to be the whole playoffs or just the AFC or the fucking, you know, the NFC. I don't know. But they're gonna air a couple playoff games or a playoff series or the whole playoffs, not this year, but next year on Pluto. Okay, so here comes the cut from cable. And this is how conglomerates are going to change the masses to do and bend to the will of what the government needs everybody to do. We need everybody online, okay? And we need everybody to get rid of cable because there's too many lines hanging over the houses and shit. And there's not enough fucking goddamn real estate on the sticks to put any more cables, okay? So they got to go underground, and that means grandma and granddad have to start getting used to fucking AOL on the phone, okay? So if not, then they're gonna have to pay. They're going to have to pay dearly, okay? And that's going to have to be paid to use the paper because of the carbon footprint it takes to make a piece of paper, say, is going to really start fucking up their charts, right? So they start doing this. That's one move, right? There's no other move but to cut people away from cable. Is because why would you put a Super Bowl on a streaming network service, right? I mean, it makes no sense. So now, is the NFL soon to do a deal with Pluto? That would be something I would watch if I was in the stocks. That's something I would watch, okay? So Dave Portnoy gets equity stake into Rumble. Yesterday, the stock jumped 35%. Also, Truth Social, that's going to get a huge bump because Haley is not going to win New Hampshire. She's not going to win New Hampshire. The reason why Trump dropped DeSanctimonious is because he said, hey, I'll drop this. I'll give you a cabinet seat, okay? Dan Bongino alluded to this the other day, saying that they might give him, like, say, a D. He might be DA, DOJ, head of the Department of SecDef. So there's a few cabinets for him. And mind you, Haley's staying in the race because she wants a better cabinet seat than the ambassador to NATO like she had last time. So, Haley wants a little bit more this time coming around. Because she knows she's got a dead in the water, but she's going to hold on because she's got momentum. So she's like, hey, I get this momentum. Even if I stay in here till South Carolina, whatever delegates she picks up in New Hampshire, that's one more on her side, one more lever that she could push on Trump and say, well, hey, I got this. And boom, and you know what I mean? I took a little bit of New Hampshire. I could go down to South Carolina and be a thorn in your side there too as well. All I want is a little bit of a better position, okay? So now, let's see what Dave Bullock does, because you know that little fucking duck. He's flying around somewhere, ready to change whatever. He's ready to put his finger back in the air to see whatever the political winds are turning to. So Dave Portnoy gets equity stake share. Dan Bongino has equity stakes here in Rumble, and these guys, along with a slew of others, Barstool, if you go find Barstool, see what podcast they got going on. There's 75 underneath them, okay? The next shoe to drop for me, in my eyes, is Underdog. Underdog Fantasy that signed Cameron and Mace. It's got a few other cats signed, and they talk about sports. And so, if you look at the show It Is What It Is on YouTube, you know, they're swearing, they're doing all that shit, but that ain't going to fly soon with YouTube, because people are going to say, hey, what's going on here? Do you know what I mean? I mean, you know, what's up? And they're flying through seasons. And I think they just need a little bit better of somebody to give them a little bit more media segments. You know what I mean? It's like they just need a few more segments that they do and expose a little bit more behind the scenes of what happened in the rap throw story inside, you know, a touring story that you have when you're out, you know, rapping. You know, Mace really doesn't want to touch anything because he's got the P. Diddy situation. And he knows a little bit about a little bit, so he ain't trying to say fucking nothing around that. But what I'm saying is that there's too many eyeballs going to these two cats for Rumble or Barstool or Underdog Fantasy to say, hey, look, we got some talent too. You might want to look at us. Let's go over to Rumble. Barstool's going over to Rumble. I mean, you got fucking Dana White tweeting about this. I mean, it's a pretty major deal, folks. I mean, you know, it's a really big deal. The future price target of Rumble this year was $8. They're gonna smash that. So I think they're gonna smash that. I think this is gonna be $9.50, $10 company by the end of this year, if not higher. You know, you're looking at a $20 share stock easy in the next few years. Now, you might be listening to this and saying, well, Wayne, you know, that's great and all, but you still have to talk about the CEO. Well, Chris, that's all I know is his first name. He's a cool dude. He looks like a cool dude. And if you want to know what he looks like, go over to the Pat Ben David podcast. He's got it live. And you can see what he looks like. He talks. He's a young cat. He knows what he's doing. He sounds good. He wanted to partner up with somebody like Dave because Dave has a bunch of knowledge. So these guys ain't going in here just trying to spend money. And then they were like, it's almost like they were willing to spend the money if they had to. But Dave was the one who offered the equity. So Dave believes in Rumble that much. Dan, Howie, and so many others believe in this company. I believe in the company. Academics is in the company. So you're gonna see a lot, and like I said, it's like a sports fest. They're going after sports first. They're gonna conquer sports because that gets the most eyeballs. You know what I mean? Soccer, football. I mean, you name it, right? And as technology goes along, we're going to start to see a huge reinsurgence for entertainment on sports and how they tweak these leagues in different, whether it be hockey, how they tweak them. They're going to add little different points, like the NBA just got the in-tournament season popping off. That was a success. Even the players bought into that. So that's something new that they came out of the NBA. So they're starting shit. Now, that's all great because that's good for a stock. But the one thing that's going to be, and here's another deal. If Trump wins, you'd be stupid not to put any money into True Social or Digital World Acquisitions Corp. But put some money in Digital World Acquisitions Corp. It's up 70%. That's because he hasn't tweeted. So everybody's flocking over Truth right now waiting for the tweet. Once he wins New Hampshire, that's gonna boost another 30%. So whatever the futures, whatever the options are, you could say let's just say the stock was $9, you could say the future of that stock will go up $12 in the next week, next 3 days. You could call it for the next 3 day cover, okay? Because today is the New Hampshire primaries, the first of primaries. New Hampshire decides the country. You know, Like, Iowa sets it up, and then New Hampshire puts the stamp on that person and says, this is the horse that's going to win the race. Yes, New Hampshire has been wrong, but it's Trump more than ever, folks. And I know that some people might say, he's a Trump guy, We don't look at the end of the day, do I like the way he talks? No. Would I grab a woman by the thing? No, I wouldn't do any of that. But here's the deal. He's not running around as a social misfit in the streets. He's running around as a president of the United States. And I know that somebody said, well, yeah, doesn't that make all the sense? Well, yeah, it does. But this United States is a business. This is a corporation. That's why you have D.C. inside Washington. That's why you have the Vatican inside Italy. Do you know what I mean? In Rome. I mean, this is why you have this stuff. It's because you've got to separate this shit. So these are two corporations that are huge. And Trump needs to get in to clean up all the filth that is in there. I mean, if you listen to Marianne Williamson, and I know some people are probably just dropping their jaws right now, like, oh my God, he's not, right? If you're a common sense person, it's just like Trump. Now, she has a, just listen to me, hear me out, folks, please, just indulge me for a second. She has a commercial out. She starts talking about how, like, you know, it's a symptom. The cesspool is married to the corporations are married to the politics, and that's just that, right? So fucking, you know, she says, you know, you can't get rid of it until you get rid of the root problem. She's correct, right? We can all safely say she's correct so far. Well, and thus Trump was one to break through the iceberg, and you have to get on the Trump train and the MAGA and start getting people inside the seats of your lawmakers and your representatives inside the fucking Congress, correct? Correct. She is, again, correct. She says, until you get people in there and start voting them out in the seats with enough people, then you can create the change. But a lot of Americans ain't educated on the judicial, the executive, and the legislative branches of our government to the point where they just think they just give up and they're like, fuck. But if we were all versed into politics and how these three branches work, because somewhere along the line in there, there's a caveat that our forefathers put where you could streamline something. And that's if you have both parties in the Senate, in the Congress, and in the presidency. You got that trifecta, boy, you're fucking rolling. You're rolling. There's no opposition in your way. So there's when you just, you know, made everything work where you just align, you know, politics. So, nevertheless, what I'm saying is that, you know, Marianne Williamson, as much as weird people think she is, if you listen to her, she says a lot of common sense. And me, I'm all about common sense. You guys hear it and hear it and hear it from me. It's all about common sense, common fucking sense. Now, common sense to me, he says, hey, I would like Trump to get in there, and then I would like Mary to get in there. The reason why I want Trump in there is because that guy is a narcissist. You have to get him in to get him out. Do you know what I'm saying? All this time they fucking spent trying to keep him out, it's like, he's still at the door. You can't put him down. Get him in the 4 years, get him out. There you go. Now he's down. Now it might throw his son in there. Do you know what I mean? So people are already shading over to 2028, what that might look like. And, you know, maybe DeSantis, Don Jr. You can see Don Jr.'s in there. Eric's more of the businessman. But it's just funny, folks, to see how, you know, how the rich play, and they can be president when there's a poor person like me or you listening and saying, now, you know what, I have ideas in the president. And you might go tell your friends and say, you're a fucking idiot. Why do you think you could be president? Well, you're surrounded by much smarter people than you, right? Okay, so if you say, hey, why can't we do this? And they'll say, well, this, that, and the other thing. And then now the buck stops with you. Well, I don't care what they say. I want this to happen. And now tell me what to be the collateral of that. Do you know what I mean? You think Trump knows every fucking thing, every facet of the government? You think fucking Biden knows that fucking doofus? Or Obama? These guys are in the dark. You know, we all know that it's a whole different other people pulling the levers. You know what I mean? So, but Rumble, I'm dying to see what it is. And if we're just real quick, let's take a peek before hours. And listen, folks, you can trade on Webull after hours. So if you wake up at 4 in the morning, you will start to see at 4:15, 4:40, some stocks will push right up, okay? And you'll get sucked into thinking they're going to stay like that. And then it comes 6 o'clock, it goes down. There's like pullouts, pump and dumps like every 2 hours, okay? Now, during the morning times, between 9:30 and 11:30, you're going to see a stock peak, okay? After 12:30, you're going to see it slowly start to decline, okay? Because nothing, what goes up must come down, folks. You can't just keep staying up and running up and running up unless there's some fucking short squeeze in the mix that you don't know about, and the only way you're going to find that out is by looking at the feeds, doing some due diligence, and looking at how the volume's coming in and out. Do you know what I mean? And that's gonna have you to have level 2 trackers, Sage trackers on your Weeble, which you have to pay for all these subscriptions. But if you pay for them, you'll have a leg up on the competition. So, again, you're more than welcome to email me at WayneMelanson4@gmail.com in the subject line for Weeble. I'll send you the link. You're more than welcome to take the link. If you deposit more than $300, you'll get $30 to $3,000 worth of ten fractional shares. And if you put $100 in, you get 10 fractional shares off the rip of Apple. So I hope everybody has listened to some of the previous podcasts. This is not a marketing stunt. If you listen, I have the receipts. I told you the stock was bottoming out at 341, and then it was Mr. Anonymous on Weeble talking, and, you know, these guys sound good. They do, like, little sound bites. Oh, bag hold, and this thing will be down, you know, under a dollar. And at one point, I think it was under a dollar, but that was just a fluke. That was somebody trying to take it out. The bears were in control. Now the bulls are in control in the stock. So watch out. You know what I mean? So listen, Weeble, feel free, again, WayneMelanson4@gmail.com. Hit me up there. I'll send you the link. You can get in. Deposit more than $300. Get $30 to $3,000 value of 10 fractional shares. Deposit more than $100. You'll get anywhere. You'll get 10 fractional shares for free. So check it out. I love you guys. Catch you on the next one. Be sure to share this out to somebody if you liked it. Thanks a lot. I'll talk to you before with me, and also be sure to follow. Talk to you guys on the other one. Peace.